Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
WEEI Afternoons. Nice job, Brian Frazocco. I gotta be honest, we've said this before. I'm a sucker for a montage.
Love him.
I like Stephon Diggs.
Love him.
25% more after listening to that montage.
Yeah.
I'm all in. All right, bump the numbers up. Curran was right. It's 85 catches. It's 1,200 yards. It's 13 touchdowns. The whole damn thing after you listen to that.
I don't care if he's not, you know, worthy of my sister. That's okay.
Right.
Wait, did you guys hear that? Ted, do you know the famous ending to that video?
I don't.
Diggs said he didn't want to date any guy who said that. He said he wouldn't want to date their sister because they were ugly.
Okay.
That's something I would say.
There you go.
That is definitely something I would
say.
Dude,
Andy, if you're not in a Diggs jersey by August, then this entire operation is a charade.
And something just hit me, Fitzy. So you were complaining, was that yesterday?
Because I was awake.
Yes. but were you were complaining about May being a little...
A little too soft.
Yeah,
a little
bland.
Assertive enough in his public commentary.
So we've talked about the idea that maybe Stephon Diggs will be a little bit of a headache for May. He's got to have the Diggs ratio and get him 8 touches or whatever. Let's flip that a little bit.
Okay.
What if Diggs, with all the competitive, cocky attitude he brings... Mm-hmm. Injects a little bit more fire under the keister of Drake May and says, F that, Drake. You're one of the most talented quarterbacks in the NFL. Stop being so deferential. Stop being so bland, so Fitzy on WEEI Afternoons sad about how you're acting. Is it possible we're looking at this the wrong way and he could be a confidence builder for Drake May?
This Fitzy guy's been giving you the business. That's not even his real name.
It's true. It's a character.
Yeah, it's a shtick. I 100% think he could unlock his swag. I think he could absolutely take Drake to the next level. 100%. Like, just the idea that Drake May, like, who knows how confident he was in his own abilities. Like, maybe he felt badly at the end of the season. Like, oh, I should have been able to elevate the game of those guys. I should have done better. I should have done more. Like, any football therapist would sit Drake May down and be like, dude, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. The line sucked. The receiver sucked more.
Right.
It's now all of a sudden like, oh, my God, I can do this with a receiver who knows where he's going and he's not even fully healthy yet. This is incredible. Like, all tides should be raised on offense thanks to Diggs.
Every guy I've been reading, you know, Phil Ferry, Mike Giardi, Tom Curran, everybody's talking about this guy's a dog. If the dog is happy, like he's got his dog kind of disposition, but – inside he's like, you know, satisfied with the way he's been playing and the way, you know, the targets he gets. That's a good thing. You want somebody with an edge and particularly at that position where I think we got to, we don't have a lot of dogs. We got to let them meow on wide receivers right now.
Well, the guys last year who tried to pretend they were dogs but were more meows.
More meows.
Absolutely.
And so if channeled the right way, it's the perfect mentality for a football player.
And we've talked about all these adults in the offensive room. There's a lot of adults, not just Mike Vrabel, the head coach, or Josh McDaniels, the coordinator. There's a lot of experienced veteran coaches.
That makes a difference.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
They're not
going to
get walked all over by Diggs, right? And I don't even think the quarterback will. He's the least experienced of all of them, but to me, he's got a little je ne sais quoi.
And I think KC kind of alluded to this. You know, it's like he's didn't work out in Minnesota, didn't work out in Buffalo. Texans ripped up his contract, didn't work out there. There's a part, as you get older, sometimes you go, you know, I want it to work out.
Right.
And you kind of get tired of getting shipped out. And you want your legacy to be rewritten and different than maybe what it currently is. Hell, he hears all the criticism. He hears all the people doubting him. And the hope is that he comes here and he wants to prove everyone wrong. And it turns out that he's happier than a pig in poo to be here and helping this team turn it around.
Teddy Tex just chimed in with a pig in poo. I know you don't love social media or Twitter. You're a little bit like Jason Tatum, who on the New Heights podcast said, Twitter is not real. You shouldn't go on there. But I did put my poll on Twitter today, at Jumbo Heart, and I gave three choices as to reacting to the Stephon Diggs signing. Tell me what you would have voted if you took part in these types of things.
Yes, sir.
You feel great. He's a true number one. Meh, he's the best we got. Or, yuck, he's washed up headache.
Yeah, definitely two.
So that would be. And that's the leader, 49%. But
that's big. Half the people think that.
46%, just behind the 49%, 46% believe, great, he's a true number one. Okay. So 95% either think he's the best we got and I like it, or he's a true number one.
Yeah.
And adding on to the last conversation about narratives and legacies and all that, pretty cool feather in your cap. Who is the quarterback, Fitzy, that Drake May is most compared to?
The same guy that Steph Diggs used to play with and made his own name by after the Minneapolis Miracle.
Wouldn't that be a nice feather in Steph Diggs' post-30 career cap to say, yeah, I took Josh Allen and made him a superstar. I did the same damn thing a few years later with Drake May. I elevated those two guys who are now, you know, two of the top five quarterbacks, let's say, in football. That's a pretty good thing to have on your resume, especially if you're supposedly a bad culture guy or a diva receiver.
That's how you rewrite your legacy.
Absolutely.
1,000%. Maybe he can even play long enough, have a couple more 1,000-yard seasons to where you start talking about Canton. But if he leads the Patriots, never got to the Super Bowl with the Bills, couple AFC title games, he's got some unfinished business. If he can lead the Patriots to the postseason and unlock that next level of Drake May and display more leadership than histrionics, make more history than histrionics, then yeah, I think that's a massive move for him. And don't forget, this is the last big money contract for him.
It has to be, right?
Probably.
He's not getting one over at age 35. No way, Ted, right?
I'm thinking that maybe he could entice him. If he thinks he can get another contract, then he'll go out there and he'll ball out like he's got another contract in him. But you're probably right. This is probably his last one, Fitzy. Yeah.
Do we have any concern about the age? Like, I was doing some Googling here.
He's going into his 11th year.
So there's a lot of analysis. The peak age for a wide receiver is like 26 to 29. Those are your prime seasons for a wide receiver. You know, there's a lot of guys that kind of fall off the map after 30. Then you mix in an exploded knee, ACL, MCL, coming back from. To me, that's just legitimate question, but also you roll the dice.
But it's crazy. He's 6 years in a row. He had over 1,000 yards.
Oh, yeah.
And last year, he probably wasn't get there, but he was going to get damn close as the number two.
Mm-hmm.
So he averaged almost six catches per game last year. Our best, DeMario Douglas, averaged less than four catches a game.
Like, that even sounds high.
It does. He's clearly far and away the best receiver that the Patriots have, obviously. And I don't know. I mean, you get 6 years in a row over 1,000 yards, and then last year you tear your ACL midway through, and you're on pace to getting close to that. It's pretty impressive. He hasn't had any drops or dips ever in his career.
Yeah, no, he's a professional wide receiver. No, somebody texted in, Fitzy. I don't know if you great question. If Diggs gets more than three more 1,000-yard seasons, is he a Hall of Famer? I would say no. And my I don't know how it all works out. If he takes the Patriots to the Super Bowl, if he's with Drake May and wins a Super Bowl MVP in there somewhere or something crazy like that. But just
want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Surface level, I had to yell at Dan Ball before the show because he's like, yeah, 1,000 yards. He was almost going to have 1,000 yards last year. I go, is that impressive? He goes, what do you mean? And I go, well, if you divide 1,000 by 17, you have 17 games. It's 58.8 yards per game. It's lost a little bit of a luster, especially in this day and age where everybody throws the ball 40 times a game.
What about 12 touchdowns? Just the touchdowns?
12 touchdowns is a
little tough. Double-digit touchdowns would be off.
Absolutely. Double-digit touchdowns, big deal.
I would push back and say in this wide receiver room, I think 1,000 yards is impressive.
Yeah.
It'd be the first. I think I saw on Twitter, it'd be the first 1,000-yard receivers in Settlement in 2019, 18, something like that.
You know how many times Edelman did it?
No.
Solamente un.
Oh, uno?
One time.
Wait, which year was that, 2013?
He was a no-time Pro Bowler.
Yep.
That production, we think of him now. He's got great postseason numbers, one of the all-time greats when you get to the postseason. I'm just in this day and age, sometimes it's hard to evaluate receivers. I was doing this today, Ted. I went down the list, tried to figure out, because I'm calling him your number one receiver.
He's our number one.
Okay. And where did that slot? You moved up from, in my opinion, you were at 32. Whoever you wanted to call your number one, Mac Hollins, Pop Douglas, you were 32nd.
The worst receiver room in the NFL.
So I went through and started to go team by team by wide receiver. I came up with what I think is, there's basically 22 that I think are better than Stephon Diggs. So you now have the 23rd best number one receiver maybe in the NFL. That's a jump. To go from the absolute bottom to jump a third of the league maybe, and there's young guys in there, you know, some fans of some teams would probably debate me on where certain guys slotted, but
You got him at 23.
Yeah, I got him about 23, which is a nice jump.
How would you put the wide receiver room? How would you rank it in the NFL?
See, that's a little bit tougher.
27?
Yeah, a little lower.
26?
Because some of these rooms, like Bengals.
Hunter, then you go.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like the 12th and 15th best wide receiver room in the NFL.
I also believe that the domino effect of Stephon Diggs, and certainly the domino effect if you bring in Stephon Diggs and then Travis Hunter, and you now tell me, well, Mac Hollins or Pop Douglas is a 3 or a 4, and Kendrick Bourne is a 4. And Kendrick Bourne, coming off the ACL.
Which way is that going?
I like him,
guys.
I like him. I think he's going to have a nice year because he's going to fall into, remember Jabbar Gaffney? When he fell into that role and it was always like, wow, he really catches every third down or a touchdown, or he's always there. I don't think he's going to be a big volume guy. I don't think Kendrick Bourne's going to catch 85 balls. That's Stephon Diggs and maybe Pop Douglas. Yep. Maybe those are your two. I think you could say.
Is Bourne on this team, Andy?
Right now, I say yes. I think he's too good. If the young guys beat him out, it's only because they're young guys and they were drafted and they get a second benefit of the doubt year or all that crap.
I hope he's on this team.
Because Kendrick Bourne is better than Jalen Polk and Javon Baker. He just is.
Not even, please.
But they were drafted, and a second-round pick, are you going to cut him a year later? Elliot Wolf, you're still here. It's not even like a full regime change where you just blame it on that. So they might get their second year, but I don't know if they're going to earn it.
Do we think Robert Kraft had any influence in this signing?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's where I would tie it into the little
Cardi B?
Graphic.
Because he's a Cardi B fan. That's Cardi right, Teddy.
Well, he does. Yeah.
Cardi, you know.
It could be.
Huh?
I don't know who Cardi B is. I'm not going to lie. I know the song, but like, I don't know if
RKK
I could.
RKK dancing with Cardi B?
I don't know that I have.
I think he had. I think he probably got the deal pushed over. He's like,
it's,
you know,
Quavo's girlfriend. It's Quavo's girlfriend, Andy. Come
Who's
on.
Who's Quavo? It's Quavo's girlfriend.
Migos.
Yeah. You know me. I listen to country music. That's what I listen to. I'm not up on Cardi B or Megan Thee Stallion or any of those people that are joining the greater Boston sports world.
Also, yeah. I should have said Quavo. I don't know why I said Quavo.
Oh, so you got it wrong and you're making fun of me? So screw you, Stiz. You're supposed to be my connection to the hip people and the cool music and all that stuff. 617-779-7937. Stephon Diggs. Hey, we did a montage. He's going to be a great receiver for the Patriots. That's the rule. You do a montage, the player plays great the next year. That's science.
That works.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to revisit our interview with Alex Cora on the eve of opening day, the first of a season-long Wednesday visit with the manager. He had a lot of interesting things to say about Crochet, Casas, the closer situation, the DH situation. Maybe that one's gone viral already. We'll revisit all of that up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me that tremendous trending.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.